Hey guys, and this is Tree, and I'm doing I'm trying to do this daily with maybe one day off. So here's the deal. Today's angel message. It was a really long day for me, and and I try to take 10 pounds of feathers and put them in a 5-pound bag, meaning I try to do too much. Sometimes I don't think I do nearly enough. So one of the messages that I got was really just to do as much as I can and still do a good job because, I don't like to work like where I'm just throwing things against the wall to see what will stick and what won't. And I've got a list of things to do that I write down every day to get done, the following day. I'm getting ready to do that now. You know, like I told you, I write my principles, my goals down, whatever you want to call them. And then, excuse me, and once I do that, I just say, dear God, dear angels, dear Jesus, Joshua, higher self, my soul family, everybody that's on duty, the ancient ones, thank you. I'm grateful for, and I'm saying thank you for my health. I'm saying thank you for helping me, create the best life I can. And what does that look like? Thank you for the amount of money that I'm looking to increase. Thank you for letting me become the motivational speaker and do great things with my psychic and angelic connection ability. I'm grateful for my relationship with my sweetheart. I'm grateful for my health. So those are the things that I always say. And I think it's important to be disciplined and consistent. That's what I do feel. So that sometimes can be a struggle, right? Discipline and consistency. But it's so, so very important, especially when you're, let me put it like this, and I said this the other day, true freedom comes from being disciplined. And, and when you're disciplined, you're consistent, you get proper rest. You don't try to take 10 pounds of feathers and shove them in a 5-pound bag every day. Sometimes you have to do that. Then you get a better connection with yourself, your higher self, with your angels, with the God of your understanding, whatever you, a higher part of yourself that you believe in, and that kind of thing. And that is a big message I got today. So get enough rest. Listen to your body, okay? It never lies. We lie, right? We, meaning any of us, but our body doesn't ever lie. And get enough rest. Get in discipline and consistency in your life. Write your stuff down, write your goals down. And then when you write them out over and over and over again, every night or every morning or both, you're going to have them. They're going to come to you. And then what happens is that your intuition, your psychic ability, your connection with the angels, your connection with all that is God, the great I am, however you say it, the ascended masters grows and increases. Isn't that cool? And, people don't realize how important that is. And taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, eating enough, don't overeat. Sometimes it's okay to overeat, but you don't want to make a habit of it, right? And be strong. And, and that's how you can be strong. There's been some questions about the stock market. It will come back and rebound. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, I think, a little bit, because I've been looking at it today. So that'll be my angelic message tomorrow. What do they have to say about the stock market, about the plagues that we've suffered from, like all of us are suffering from what happened in China, the corona flu, and also the folks in Africa. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers because, they've been plagued by locusts eating the crops, right? Can you imagine? And no, we can't, but why don't we keep them in our thoughts and prayers? Because you know what? They deserve to be happy and to be plagued by locusts eating your food, eating their food that they're growing in their crops. That is horrific, I know. So let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Be grateful for what we have. Take care of your body. Listen to your body. Get enough rest. Be disciplined and consistent in whatever you're doing. Because when you're disciplined and consistent, you write your goals down, your principles down that you live by. Think great, with gratitude. I'm grateful for. I am grateful for. And you write that letter to, I always write it to the angels, God, Joshua, ascended masters, the ancient ones, the higher part of me, my soul family, and so on. And when I do that and I just write, I am grateful for, one, my health. I'm grateful for my financial prosperity. I'm grateful for being disciplined and consistent. So that's what I'm getting ready to go do now. And like I said, I did get this today, well, actually yesterday, that the stock market will rebound, and we're going to talk about that. But you know what? We're establishing a new norm, okay? So there's going to be more challenges ahead for us. There's also going to be joy, too, as well. And we just came out of Mercury retrograde yesterday, so that's a good thing, right? But we need Mercury retrograde because it gives us time to settle down and reflect and to stop for a moment and to have a pause moment. So just remember that, you guys. And like I said, the third time, I'm going to talk about the stock market and a couple other things tomorrow when I do my angel message. What else is it going to tell you? That's sad. Probably need more rest. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to let you guys go. A couple of cool things. I've got some classes that I'm getting ready to promote. As I said, motivational speaking, but I've got a list of classes here. One is connecting with heaven land, your loved ones, your angels, becoming a medium, working on your angelic connection so you can see and talk to angels too, right? Who doesn't love angels? And see and talk to other people's angels. Manifesting the life of your dreams and law of attraction. So we've got some really cool, and also the three types of soulmates that you can have. Did you know there's three? Some people believe there are more. But those are some classes that I'm getting ready to teach and open up to. I'm going to teach them online and offline. But online, I can teach anybody anywhere in the world. Offline means if I'm there teaching a classes in your specific area, that'd be cool too. So you guys keep me in your thoughts and prayers about that because I really am led to do that, motivational speaking as well, because I want to see everyone create a great life, right? And we really need to be vigilant about creating and being the best version of ourselves and creating the best life we can possibly do that. Being vigilant is important because you can't be, casualness leads to casualties. Jim Rohn said that. Nikki, great, saying that kind of thing. If you want a reading, you want to set up a session with me, please hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. Let's keep ourselves and keep the whole world in our thoughts and prayers and sending good energy to everybody, and also sending that energy to those folks in Africa. They have lost so much, right? Anyway, you guys take care. Much love, and I will talk to you tomorrow.